Can you explain or describe briefly what the McPherson Implementing Local Redevelopment Authority is?
Sure. We're an authority that's created by state legislation in response to, you know, the closing of Fort McPherson. The announcement was made back in 2005, and we've been at this since 2006, if you can believe it. And we've done everything that's necessary now for a transfer to occur. We're just in the middle now of negotiations with the Army for the transfer of Fort McPherson to the authority.
Fort Mac's property encompasses close to 500 acres on the south.
Yes, 488 acres.
But not all of it is available for development or redevelopment, right?
Well, that depends. You know, it's not an empty slate, obviously, because it's a former military base that's here. And so we've gone through the reuse planning and involved community input in a great part of this thing. It plays a large role in that. And so we will look to have the property properly marketed and zoned, you know, so that we can maximize the highest and best use of the property. So to that extent, you know, of course, it will all be developed, but it'll be developed according to its highest and best use.
And part of the Fort McPherson property is, well, for lack of a better phrase, federally protected, so to speak. Staff Row, for example, is on the National Register.
Yeah, it's on the National Historic Register, and even an extra layer of protection will be a programmatic agreement that exists that will follow the transfer of the property, which means, you know, it'll restrict only certain ways that this property can be developed. And on top of that, we anticipate that it will be likely a landmark zoning that will add a further layer of protection to the properties. Now, this means you can, you know, we can use the properties and you can develop them in the inside most any way that you need to, you know, to meet the market demand. But the facades and the exterior of the properties certainly have to be preserved.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is still planning a health care facility for veterans there?
Oh, very much so. They plan to have an open house, I think, sometime in June. They will start occupying and using the property maybe as early as this month. And that's going to be a great project there. They've been working on that for about a year.
And the other piece of the pie, or one of the pieces of the pie, is this Science and Technology Park.
Yes.
What will that include?
Well, that's 104 acres. And again, you know, you have to set the table, you know, and hope that people come to dinner. But we think that we're estimating this right, you know, to meet the demands to create employment, which is our main focus. Fort McPherson is not intended to be just a huge shopping area. Far from it. We look to have a live, work, play environment out here that focuses on jobs and employment. And so that science and technology area really will be an employment center, but we are focusing more on the sciences, on perhaps bio or additive manufacturing and manufacturing processes, cutting-edge type things.
To what extent does the state support that investment or that idea, I should say? Are they investing
very, money? Very much so. The governor put money in his budget last year in regard to that area, many millions of dollars. And so they're playing a large role right now at this point. And, of course, there's some interest between Georgia Tech and the other institutions in moving some more projects down here, too. But, of course, those have to be further developed.
Another part of the property, I've heard, is going to contain sort of a mixed-use development, housing, office, retail space?
Well, again, that's the plan. Yeah, the idea is a live, work, play development. And so you'll have these mixed uses, and you've seen them in other places and in other areas around Atlanta, where you can have a main street and the bottom stores may be storefronts with retail there, and up above might be offices and even residences. So it's a higher density, mixed-use type occupancy. It'll have green space, nice amenities, you know, some areas for recreation, maybe some areas for events, and, of course, that close proximity to the MARTA line. You know, this Fort McPherson is very close to two MARTA stations.
And the housing there, will that be geared toward the Science and Technology Center?
Well, just geared toward the market in general. To tell you the truth, you know, we've estimated down our estimate of how many houses might be out here because of the recession, obviously. You don't have residential lead your development, but certainly you need to plan for having residential property. I mean, you know, purely residential areas. You need to plan for having some of those out here. And we would follow the full spectrum of housing, you know, from very nice, very expensive homes down to affordable homes.
The U.S. Army owns the property, of course.
Correct.
They have say over who buys it, of course. But
correct.
They also have a say over how it will be developed. Is that true?
Indirectly. We have to do a reuse plan at the very beginning and all through the process, but for only limited purposes. That reuse plan is so the Army can make its decisions about transferring the property and to what extent the property might be cleaned up environmentally, and also to address some areas with HUD too. But again, the Army is not dictating how the property will be redeveloped. They just want some guidance in those particular areas.
Well, let's talk about community input. Fort Mac is surrounded by a residential area that's been plagued with foreclosures and unemployment, abandoned properties.
Yeah, it's economically depressed.
High crime. How do you respond to critics from those areas who say that the Fort Mac redevelopment plan doesn't do enough to integrate itself with those neighborhoods that...
Oh, we have critics that say that?
A few.
Look, we got a community engagement subcommittee here, and we have wonderful meetings with representatives from each NPU that come out here once a month, and we share with them everything that's going on. And they're very supportive of the project that we're doing out here. Of course, you're always going to have your detractors that say, oh, you're not doing this the right way, or you're not considering that. But I believe that we're being genuine with everybody out here. And they understand that this is a great project for this area. And obviously, it's going to be a catalyst for the area. And you need to consider the outside of the fence. Certainly, you can't do this kind of thing in a vacuum. If we are a donut hole and the rest of the community around us stays the same way it is and doesn't benefit from this, you know, of what benefit is that to us? And so certainly we're very much aware of that. We think we've done that the right way, and we intend to, one of the principles that we go by is to make sure that our development enhances the value and the uses of the property outside the fence.
The McPherson Action Community Coalition, which is made up of some individuals in the surrounding community, have pushed the idea of high-density housing constructed near the two MARTA rail stations, Oakland City and the Fort Mac stations, mm-hmm. as opposed to building the housing more in the center of the Fort Mac property. Have you all given any thought to that?
Well, you know, you have to... they can take that isolated opinion and say, oh, this is the way you ought to do it. But there's a couple of things you need to consider. The main point is the Redevelopment Authority doesn't own the property by the MARTA station. That's owned by MARTA. And so we have to go by what's the best, the highest and best use for the properties as they flow and as they can be marketed. And remember, we're not focusing on residential housing. We're focusing on employment. You have to think about all the factors that lead into employment, and we think we've got a design here that works the best way. But, you know, keep in mind, Steve, the market's going to determine what happens out here. The market's going to determine where things are sited. Just because you have a reuse plan and put it on a piece of paper, that doesn't mean that's the way it's going to stay.
Well, let me ask you this question then. What if the investors don't materialize?
Wow. Yeah. What if?
Well,
you can't. I can't speculate on that. You just have to do the best you can and hope that the investors do materialize. Of course, you know, we have an agreement with a master developer at this time, and so we've got them on board, and so we're working very hard with them to make sure that those kind of things get done the right way.
What's the timetable for the project?
It's just like any other project. If you're talking about overall. It's just like any other project, you know, 25 to 30 years probably. But within the first 10 years, you'll see a lot of progress, and I think early on you'll see a lot of progress. So we hope within the first 5 years we might have 5,000 people working out here.
Well, you've mentioned the recession sort of threw a wrench in the works for a while.
They did for everybody, you know.
Have you turned the corner on that? Are you optimistic now?
You know, I'm more optimistic. I'm as optimistic as the economists are, you know, here in Atlanta. We think that the housing inventory is down now, so we think housing is going to start again on an upward path. We're seeing a lot of interest in the property out here, so we've got some folks that are coming out and looking at doing things. So I feel like we're on an upward turn now, and maybe it's the right time for us to get ownership of the property and really hit this thing at a good time period. So I'm hopeful.
And what is the next step for the Fort Mac property redevelopment? What are you waiting on right now?
Oh, obviously we have to gain access and ownership of the property.
From the U.S. Army.
That's correct.
Jack Sprott is Executive Director with the McPherson Implementing Local Redevelopment Authority. Mr. Sprott, thanks for your time.
You're quite welcome.